Good morning, church family. This is another edition of the Sun is Rising devotion. Psalm 127 says this: Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the guards stand watch in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toil for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves. Children are a heritage from the Lord, offspring a reward for him. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior are children born in one's youth. Blessed is the man whose quiver is full of them. They will not be put to shame when they contend with their opponents in court. Well, as you read this, most people, or most of those who've studied the word, believe Solomon is the author of this. Yet, it is possible that this psalm was composed by David for Solomon. However, today we're going to consider Solomon to be the author. Solomon understood that the work of man had its place, but it was of little ultimate use without the work and the blessings of God. Without God's work and blessing, they labored in vain. One commentator said, "No house building is successful which leaves God out of account. How have we seen men build only houses with care and at a great cost, only to see them crumble to pieces because God was forgotten?" Is it possible that Solomon, or if it was written by David, that he understood how easy it is to break or have a home broken and torn down if we leave God out of it? Is it possible that the house built here in this passage is actually a family? If that be true, then it may also signify the raising of a family, especially because this section precedes a unit which focuses on the family, and his emphasis is on a reward from the Lord. And if that's so, in the Old Testament, it is usually when they speak of family as a house, they speak of as a family. Even as we speak predominantly as a family, as a dynasty, it's something that was very important. So today, as I read this passage, I want us to focus on the very first verse directly today. Unless the Lord builds the house, the builders labor in vain. In his prime, the heavyweight boxing champion Muhammad Ali became rather well known for saying, "I am the greatest." Years later, while suffering from the effects of Parkinson's disease, he took a visitor to see his many trophies and awards. Pointing to the trophies, he reportedly said to this visitor, "It ain't nothing." In that respect, Ali was right. Life is nothing unless we live it for the Lord. That's the point, I think, of Psalm 127 when it says, "Unless the Lord build the house, the builder labors in vain." That doesn't mean that we sit back and expect God to do all the work. At the beginning of each year, we need to look ahead and plan for ourselves. What would I like to accomplish this year, and how will I go about accomplishing it? In fact, that thought is something we should consider quite often, not just at the beginning of the year, because unless we plan and allow God to be a part of those plans, we will fail utterly. We need a higher goal than to just make a living or get ahead or plan for retirement, all of which every man and woman begins to think about as we age and the years go by and our kids grow up. We need to plan with God's purpose in mind. As the writer of Proverbs says, "Many are the plans in a person's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails." That's Proverbs 19:21. Let me say this boldly. God has a plan for each of us, each and every one of us. We are called to be kingdom builders in some way, in some fashion. Each and every one of us in his own way has a place where we help build his kingdom as we live here on earth. I thought about this as we were working the TNT fireworks tent this year, and I watched as different individuals, both young and old, came to help. It takes a multitude of people to accomplish the work of the kingdom. The question for all of us is simple. How will we use our gifts, our talents, our resources, even our limitations to be a part of God's building program on earth? For some, it may be a Sunday morning during the service. For others, it may well be during the week with a coworker or a friend, or maybe a home Bible study or a meeting with the men or women at a particular place to pray together, look at the word. Still others in the community where we live day by day and we relate to our neighbors and our friends. Every aspect of our lives is used to help build the Lord's kingdom, even our weaknesses and lesser talents. So as we move forward from this summer, Let's start praying about where the Lord wishes to use us, you and me, as we build the kingdom together. We're teaching our children, who in turn teach their children, who in turn will teach their children, as we live out our call for the Lord. And unless the Lord builds the house or our family, it will not stand and our labor will be in vain. So we've got to include him in all the plans. We've got to seek his will and follow it as soon as we understand enough of it to follow. And you don't necessarily know it all at once, but he'll reveal it to you as you trust in him day by day. Prayer thoughts for today: Scott Rooney, Linda Dobbins, Christina Meal, George's brothers, Julie Kasandi's mom in Kenya, Alyssa's friend, her nephew Joel. Not sure what's happening with him. He was climbing a mountain and they can't find him at the moment. Gail Linden's dizziness, Lauren, a cousin of Kim Zanzano's nerve disorder, and Laura and Kim's brother, Randy, and just a lot of needs. Pray for our nation, pray for our cities, pray for our families. Spend a few moments in prayer, and then God bless and have a great day.